These are some of the 4.5 million school children of New York State. They are typical of the school kids throughout the nation. They are America's greatest national resource. But without proper education, they will never fully realize their potential. More and more in recent years, we have learned that millions of our young people are not receiving the best possible education. We have learned that state and local school officials have been handicapped in their jobs because of a lack of adequate funds, a lack of adequate research, and a lack of a meaningful use of the newest methods for inspiring the imagination of our children, especially the children of the poor. One man who understands these difficulties is Senator Jacob K. Javits. As one of the principal architects of our new national educational policy, he has done something about them. He is the senior minority member of the Committee on Labor and Public Welfare and serves on its subcommittee on education. In addition, he is the ranking minority member of the Senate subcommittee, which must provide the funding for all federal education programs. Throughout his 8 years in the House of Representatives and his 12 years in the Senate, Senator Javits has helped lead the fight for legislation to improve the educational opportunities for all children. In 1960, New York State received only $20 million from the Federal Office of Education. Last year, our schools received nearly one-third of $1 billion. This was a 16-fold increase in only 8 years. This is only part of the story. How has this money been spent? What exactly are these programs? How do they benefit New York's children? Let's look at a few of them. In 1965, Senator Javits was one of the handful of lawmakers who guided the Elementary and Secondary Education Act through Congress. It authorizes expenditures of almost $4 billion annually for a wide variety of federal aid programs to help America's elementary and secondary schools. In poverty areas, for example, schools tend to be below average by any gauge. Their poor quality makes it even more difficult for children in these areas to obtain an adequate education. To provide special help for disadvantaged children, New York is receiving more than $122 million a year for schools in poverty areas, whether they are in the hearts of big cities or isolated in rural counties. All schools need library books and modern instructional materials. 4 years ago, federal funds were not available for these purposes. Last year, New York received more than $8 million to buy books and imaginative teaching aids. Bringing the results of educational research and educational technology right into the classroom is the objective of the Supplementary Centers and Services Program. It brought almost $15.2 million to New York State last year to implement the new ideas which had been developed by the teachers and administrators of our local school systems. Senator Javits has long been concerned with the special problems of handicapped children. In 1966, he was a co-author of a new federal program which is especially designed for these boys and girls. It provides direct financial aid to assist schools to develop teaching programs for handicapped children. In 1968, New York's handicapped children received $5.6 million worth of benefits under this program. 17 million American youngsters travel daily on some 200,000 school buses. This number can be expected to grow as suburban education systems continue to expand. School bus safety standards are spotty, substandard, and lax. The Javits School Bus Safety Amendment will be an important factor in finding out how we can reduce school bus accidents, which are now increasing twice as fast as passenger growth. Children whose parents use a language other than English in their homes pose a special problem for our schools. In 1967, the bilingual education program was added with Senator Javits's co-sponsorship. Its purpose is to provide funds for special programs that can help these children find their way into the mainstream of American life and culture. Undernourished or hungry children don't learn as easily as their well-fed classmates. Under Senator Javits's leadership, federal funds for New York school lunch program increased from $5.5 million in 1960 to $10.9 million last year. How about college, since almost half of our population is below the age of 25? 5 years ago, Senator Javits recognized the critical need for vastly expanding the construction of classrooms, laboratories, and dormitories for American colleges and universities. He did something about it by helping pass the Higher Education Facilities Act of 1963. 5 years ago, there were no federal funds available for college construction. Last year alone, New York State received more than $24.5 million in grants and some $10.7 million in low-cost loans to construct new laboratories, new libraries, and new classrooms. Because Senator Javits recognized the distinctive values which junior and community colleges give to the student and to the community, he insisted that they receive financial support. Thanks to the Javits Amendment, 24% of the federal grant money for colleges is earmarked for junior and community college construction. 64 communities throughout New York State now have a junior or community college. In 1965, the Higher Education Act was passed with Senator Javits' co-sponsorship. Last year, this new law brought $31.5 million in new federal funds to New York State. Let's look at some of the types of programs that were funded through this new act. For community service programs and continuing education, more than $500,000 financed projects such as courses to help train community leaders in handling local problems. More than $2.8 million came to New York to improve college and university libraries and to train librarians. For Senator Javits knows that the core of any educational institution is its library. Developing institutions are encouraged to build cooperative relationships with other colleges and universities. For example, Marymount Manhattan College in New York City received some $158,000 last year to carry out a cooperative program with other institutions of higher education. With college costs rising between 5% and 10% each year, the major need is financial assistance for the student. To help them, New York's institutions of higher education received $0.7 million last year in grants, loans, and college work-study funds. The work-study programs enabled needy students to earn part of their tuition while attending school. The needs of our colleges and our students were also aided last year with more than $1.3 million in federal funds for the acquisition of instructional equipment. One of Senator Javits' proudest legislative achievements came in 1965 with the creation of the National Teacher Corps, which he co-authored. This service organization provides aid to school children who need it the most. It also provides training for dedicated and idealistic young men and women who are seriously concerned about their nation's future. No better investment can be made of federal money than the $930,000 for the Teacher Corps in New York last year. But more than half of the nation's boys and girls don't go on to college. Most of them need additional training in order to prepare for many kinds of careers, from auto mechanics to printers, from stenographers to medical technicians. In the field of vocational education, the demands of our space-age generation found that many of the traditional programs had failed to keep up with modern jobs and modern needs. This year, the Congress has approved a new Vocational Education Act to bring these programs up to date. Emphasis will now be given to the preparation for new careers that can meet the demands of a changing technological age. Included in this bill are Javits-authored provisions for vocational guidance and counseling, as well as expansion of the homemaking programs to include consumer education programs. 8 years ago, New York State received only $3 million in federal funds for vocational education. Last year, our state received six times that amount, $18 million. Senator Javits's activities on behalf of education have not been limited to the legislation just described. They also include his pioneer work in helping to create the talent search and scholarship programs for nurses, the National Arts Endowment, expanded international education programs, poverty programs, and civil rights programs, among others. For many previously forgotten boys and girls, he has helped to open the door to the future. Senator Javits's proven experience and his increasing seniority in the United States Senate now makes it possible for him to work with ever-increasing effectiveness to improve the education of all young people. Let us resolve with Senator Javits to give our schools the financial and moral support they must have. Only through education can our children and our grandchildren realize their own full potentials. There is no better investment for them and for the future of our nation and our world.